A brief statement here on December 17th. This is Mike Adams responding to the David Knight show being canceled and David Knight being apparently let go from InfoWars. This has been confirmed. David Knight has been with InfoWars for quite a number of years. He had a, I think, fairly popular show there, a morning show. And David Knight has done a lot of great work over the years about exposing fraud and corruption and, you know, tyranny and all of these things. And so just at the outset here, and I am going to provide maybe just a little bit more background information, but nothing that isn't already known, I think. I just want to wish David Knight well, and I think that he's got lots of opportunities to land on his feet, do his own show, whatever he would like to do. He's got an audience. He's an intelligent person and a talented researcher. And even though he and I haven't always agreed on things, which I'll mention here in a moment, I respect the fact that he, in his heart, he wants what's best for America. He wants America to be free. Now, he has become, you know, very frustrated lately, as have many people, about the situation with the election fraud and Trump and so on. I think he's rather disappointed in Trump, but, you know, that I share elements of that disappointment. I think even Alex does as well. We all wonder, where was Trump when we were screaming about censorship in 2016? You know, it was like I was being censored, Alex was being censored. And I think a lot of the conservatives thought, well, they're just taking out the fringe alternative media. They're never coming for us, you know. Boy, were they wrong, right? And Trump waited too long to act on it. And now, look where we are. But I do want to say David Knight is welcome on Brighteon. If he wants to do his own podcast or videos or whatever he wants to do, he's welcome on Brighteon. But, you know, it's a lot of work to produce a show. You know, David had the advantage of all of the crew at InfoWars, the staff. And since I've been there, I know what it takes, you know, just to do a live show like that. There's probably 4 to 6 people, you know, running the studio, handling the incoming calls, handling video and audio. And then there's all the support crew for lighting and then accounting. And it's just on and on. It's an infrastructure, and it's a very expensive infrastructure. And I know that because, of course, I have, you know, my own operation with Natural News and so on. And what InfoWars has spent on their infrastructure in order to bring you newscasts that have a very professional look in terms of all the graphics and the displays and just the camera angles and the lighting and everything, that is not inexpensive to put together. You know, you can spend $1.5 million on one studio room easily. You could spend a couple million. So that's not a small thing. And I tweeted out earlier this morning on my own social media network, Brighteon.social, where Alex Jones and InfoWars, they have an account there as well. They share some of their stories. And I tweeted out earlier today because Alex was on the air live saying that, you know, they really need some financial support because they've got, you know, they've gone all out with sending reporters out to the different cities, and you know, that involves hotel room costs and travel costs. And, you know, they're maintaining a large crew of people to try to cover this and try to help save the Republic. And yet they're not getting any money from any sources other than their own audience. You know, people shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I had sent out a tweet encouraging people, you know, please support InfoWars because we need InfoWars on the air. We need InfoWars to exist. We need every voice right now. Even if all these voices don't always agree on every point, which we don't, but that's just proof that we are independent. We're not all reading from the same script, thank God, right? Because you go to the mainstream media or legacy media, they're all literally reading the exact same script. That's why word for word, you can overlay their videos and they're saying the exact same thing, word for word. There are viral videos out there that show that. Well, you're not going to find that on InfoWars or the David Knight Show or in my podcasts or anything. Or even, you know, some of the other hosts, Matt Bracken and Gerald Celente and and Owen Schroyer and so on. Everybody's got a little different take on things. And that's the way it should be. That's what freedom looks like, folks. Sometimes people don't always agree. People have different points of view. But we need all of these different independent outlets to exist. We need InfoWars to exist. We need Natural News to exist. We need One America News Network to exist. Although I would say we really don't need CNN to exist because they're not a real news network. They are CIA propaganda. But if there were a real left-wing news organization that wasn't run by the CIA, I'm sure they're out there, smaller sites, they should exist too. I support their existence. Independent thinkers should always be allowed to compete in the public square of information. Now, earlier this year, David Knight and I had a bit of a flare-up. It's all irrelevant now. It doesn't even matter at this point, but we had a disagreement about numbers of people being infected with COVID, and this was really early. I think it was end of March or some time around then, and he was attacking me on air, and then I ran an article showing how he was wrong, kind of mocking him for that attack, and that was kind of the end of it. It was just a one-time deal, and the producers over there at InfoWars suggested that maybe I don't host InfoWars for a while, just so things can cool down, which was fine because you really don't want two hosts arguing with each other on the same network. Like that's not never a good scene. So I took that opportunity to branch out and start doing a lot of new interviews myself. And this year I've done, 100 interviews or something like that, that frankly I would not have done if I had been hosting. I was hosting Wednesdays on InfoWars. So, it worked out for the best. It allowed me to go out and spend that time doing more interviews with different people. And this is how I've met people like Monkey Works and Scott McKay of the Tipping Point Radio. And I've been interviewing a lot of people that I never would have been able to talk to. So that actually brought in more diversity of voices, which is great. So, sometimes these things look like a clash at first, and it turns out there was actually a much better outcome from that benefits everyone. And then, lately I've been doing these situation update podcasts that are very popular, the most popular podcasts I've ever done. And I don't think I would have been doing those either if I had been, hosting InfoWars every Wednesday. But in any case, all of us, when we have the right mission, let's say, which is to help awaken others and to spread the truth and consciousness and freedom and liberty, we're all going to find different ways to get this message across, whether together sometimes or independently sometimes. It's all fine. All that matters is that we are the voices here of the real news in America, of real current events, of reality. We are the voices of reality. And when people like David Knight get moved from one platform, maybe to another, or to do his own independent thing, that's fine too. I'm sure he will find his own voice in his own way and do something very significant in a different venue, which is totally fine. So that's my take on things, and I want to wish David Knight well. I want to say support InfoWars. And I want to thank all of you who are also supporting our platforms, Brighteon.com, which is still losing money, by the way, not as much as it used to, but it hasn't broken even yet. And I just want to thank all of you who have supported independent media and all of the amazing voices out there. We Are Change, Luke Radowski, so many great voices, so many great websites, actually kind of too many to name, but it's amazing. This is America. We are free people. And we are going to defend that freedom against tyrants who want to take it away from us. So thank you so much. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.